The Guardian.
Next week, MPs discuss lowering the abortion limit from 24 weeks to 20 weeks. The Conservative MP and former nurse Nadine Dorries says that since the 24-week limit became law, medical care has improved and premature babies are more likely to survive. But a new study published today in the British Medical Journal has found no evidence to support that claim, as Sarah Bosley, The Guardian's health editor, explains.
They found that the survival rate of babies born at less than 24 weeks is not increasing. For babies of 24 and 25 weeks gestation, there are definite improvements over the past 12 years. But amongst the smallest ones, or rather the most premature ones, that's 23 and 22 weeks, things are not getting any better. They found that amongst the 23-week babies, only 18% were surviving, and that's over two separate time periods, one between 1994 and 1999, and the other between 2000 and 2005.
And this very much adds weight to the findings of the large-scale Epicure study published last month.
Yes, that's right. It's been done in a slightly different way. This particular study, the new one, actually focuses on every premature baby born in the Trent region over a period of 12 years. And so it's very much as comprehensive as far as Trent is concerned. They have all the deaths there. But that, they say, is fine because it's pretty typical of the rest of the country.
And where does this leave moves in Parliament next week to discuss lowering the abortion limit from 24 weeks to 20 weeks?
It undermines the argument of a lot of the campaigners who would like to bring the limit for legal abortions back to 20 weeks. One of their arguments has always been that babies that are aborted at the age of 23 weeks or 22 weeks actually could have survived, and also that modern technology is going to make it more and more likely they will survive. Well, this study, by comparing a period, an earlier period with a later period, shows comprehensively that actually there is no survival increase. So it looks as though technology is in fact not helping, except for the older babies, the ones of 24 and 25 weeks gestation.
How was this research in Trent carried out?
This is done by a team of top experts in the field, neonatologists in Trent, and they have looked at the survival rate of premature babies, all babies in fact born at less than 26 weeks, over a period of 12 years. And they've divided this into two groups, the earlier period, which is 1994 to 1996, and then a second period between 2000 and 2005. So they were able to compare the survival rates of babies at 22, 23, 24 and 25 weeks in the earlier period with what's happening now.
And there's also the issue of women who receive a scan between 18 and 20 weeks, and they need time to, if there are any major problems, they need time to decide whether they want to continue with their pregnancy. That's a problem if the abortion limit was to be lowered to 20 weeks.
There certainly are issues. By far the majority of women, in fact, if they're going to have an abortion, have it quite early on. And most are coming now before 10 weeks. But yes, there can be things that don't show up until much later on. And clearly, you're not going to rush straight from the scan at 18 weeks into the clinic. This is a very difficult decision that women have to make. And it may well take time to get things in order. It needs to be agreed by the doctors and so on. So it is very difficult, and the later, obviously, that the procedure's left, the more difficult it is for everybody.
Has there been any response yet to today's study from campaigners who are wanting to lower the abortion limit?
The MP who is leading the lobby in Parliament to bring the limit back to 20 weeks is ridiculing the study. She reckons that it's something to do with the British Medical Association's trade union body. But in fact, it is a scientific study. It's not quite like that. So she doesn't believe it, and she says she refuses to believe that there haven't been improvements in care for these babies that haven't then resulted in higher survival rates. That's Nadine Dorries.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.